For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Becca Schimmel. Climate change is at the forefront of the minds of many young people, and some are walking out of their homes, schools, and workplaces to participate in a global climate strike. I sat down with Western Kentucky University student Jessica Williams, who is designing a major around the issue of climate change, to talk about the strike she's organizing at WKU.
I've always been very passionate about climate change, so I feel like our government is not doing enough towards climate change policy, especially because our current administration is stepping back from previous policies that have been enacted, such as coming out of the Paris Climate Accord. And seeing these things makes me livid, makes me very angry. If you look at the science, there's no doubt that climate change is real and it's happening and we need to do something about it now. We can't wait another year. We can't wait another month. We can't wait another day. Something needs to happen now. And that's why I am organizing the climate strike.
So if you could talk directly to Congress or even directly to this country's leaders about what this climate strike means, what would you say to them?
Not creating climate change policies and stepping back from climate change policies will only cause the U.S. and the government harm in the future. How can our government and our country have a future if we're not focusing on climate change and the effects it will have in the long term?
What do you want people to understand about this climate strike? And why do you want them to think it's important?
So my main goals for the climate strike are to bring greater awareness to the public about climate change issues. I feel like not enough is talked about, and there's so much misunderstanding related to climate change. This climate strike is important because it's a part of a larger movement. If the only way that change will occur is if people want the change, I feel like so many people have just stood idly by when things are bad and they don't agree with things. That's another reason why I want to be a part of it. You know, I've stood idly by for so long.
But what took you from sitting idly by to organizing a climate strike?
There's just something about the situation and something about where I am this semester that I knew I could do it. I think before I had doubts that I could organize enough people, but I have enough connections now that I felt like it was possible.
And as a young person, can you talk about what, if any, kind of emotional or psychological toll the news about climate change has had on you and fellow young people around you?
I know a lot of people are hopeless. I will say I am a little hopeless as well, but that's why I'm here. I want to create hope, and I want to create change, and I want to bring people together that also believe in the same thing, and that even if the research is making it seem hopeless, why don't we try to do something anyways?
And are you hopeful about the future of our planet?
I would say I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful only because of the strikes. I'm hopeful because of how many people are coming out of their homes and their jobs and their schools and coming together for this. You know, there's a lot of people who are climate deniers. I want to figure out a way to reach those people also, and I think there is hope for helping them realize climate change is happening.
We've been speaking with Jessica Williams, the main organizer of a local climate strike effort beginning Thursday, September 26th at 11:30 a.m. Central on WKU's campus. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.